Next patient is Kathryn, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Hainley, H-E-I-N-L-E. It's the consultation request by Dr. Bono. Reason for consultation, ventricular tachycardia. History patient is 88-year-old. With a history of bradycardia as well as non-sustained ventricular tachycardia period. Patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies period. Patient's Holter monitor study showed bradycardia as well as episodes of non-sustained ventricular tachycardia period. Patient's completing a dizziness. And in near syncope period. Patient's normal left ventricular function period. Echocardiogram showed aortic sclerosis period. Current medication amlodipine 5 mg daily, aspirin 81 mg daily, atorvastatin 20 mg daily, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide 25 mg daily, metoprolol ER, 25 mg daily period. Allergies, known under NORCO, social history, no history of smoking, no alcohol or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system in general, denied recent weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, stomatitis, and osteoarthritis. On examination, blood pressure. ~140/80, pulse is 50. Respiration, 16, weight is 140 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally. Heart is regular rate and rhythm. 1/6 systolic murmur heard of the rest and a border. There is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound extremity, no edema. Clinic condition number 1, non-sustained ventricular tachycardia. Number 2, sinus bradycardia. Number 3, fatigue. Number 4, hypertension. Recommendation. Patient episodes of non-sustained ventricular tachycardia as well as sinus bradycardia. I'll schedule the patient for a electrophysiological studies to evaluate cardiac dysarrhythmia. Patient also possibly need a permanent pacemaker implantation period. Please send a copy to Dr. Sam Bono. Consultation date is 5/24/22.